Now on VFN TV, it's so exciting as we're talking more about Azusa now, the 110th anniversary. Three soldiers that were injured by IEDs were healed. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Youth with a Mission, how Lauren Cunningham is saying how important mixing the spirit, what God is doing in the spiritual realm with the word. So exciting. In addition to Todd White loosing a blessing over this generation, an evangelistic call, just an exciting thing, calling the fires down, and a prophet in the midst of thousands who God is speaking to and calling people out by name. God knows your name, even the numbers on your head, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
So Pierce said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America is going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy. You had the riots. We had Vietnam War. We had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind, an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated: I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up
that we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are you connected at? Where are you right related? But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I am Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We're so glad to have you with us today. We're going to continue talking about this powerful encounter, as you're seeing right behind me right now. Azusa Now, that took place on April the 9th, is so exciting. It's the 110th anniversary of Azusa Street Revival. And why that's so important is more people were touched and brought into the kingdom of God, saved by the Lord because of this move of God. You can actually tie back the DNA of so many moves of God, so many streams of what God is doing through what took place at Azusa Street. in 1906. So it's 110th anniversary. It's so powerful. But when we, right there in the middle of Azusa now, God was healing people. Wheelchairs were being, people were coming out of wheelchairs. People were being healed in a powerful way. But three soldiers who've been injured by a improvised explosive device. It's called an IED, things they bury in the ground, and the Humvees went over them or just kind of went off. And it, they were injured and wounded by these IEDs. But guess what? At Azusa Now, the Lord healed them. And this is Bill Johnson of Bethel Redding interviewing them on the stage at Azusa Now in the Los Angeles Coliseum. Let's go there now.
What did he do for you? When I was 19 in 2006, I was in Afghanistan as an infantry soldier. And there was a suicide bomber that was 7 feet away from me, blew himself up. I spent a year in rehabilitation, recovering, and Lord has done a lot already, but I had maybe 20% hearing loss in my left ear. But the worst thing was that the Lord healed me of, not only that, like I can hear better in my left ear, but I have such bad crackling that I have to go to the very back of the church when I worship because it's like a broken speaker. Like I have to muffle my ear to worship, and now I'm here, and I would never be here, so I'm completely healed. Thank you.
I'm a soldier. I'm still in the Army. Well, in 2009, there was a suicide vest that went off, and I hurt my right ear. I had 40% hearing loss for the last 7 years, and today when they asked to raise the hand, I raised my hand and I did it in faith, and the brothers, they prayed for me back there, and I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus, because I just felt a boom and a pop, and it kept getting better, and now I can hear 100% from my right ear.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
In 2011, lost hearing due to an IED in Sangin, Afghanistan, serving in the Marine Corps. Hoorah, if you're out there. dealing with that for 5 years, not being able to hear, lost a few friends because they thought I was deaf. As soon as I heard the call, I raised my hand, and I thought somebody was snapping in my ear. Opened my eyes, no one was snapping, so I popped my ear with my pinky. Now I hear way better. I can hear.
Is this exciting? I mean, right in the middle of people just worshiping God and praying and asking God to move and asking Him for a third great awakening and a revival. It's just like, you know, Acts chapter 2 when everybody's gathered together from all these different nations and different languages. Well, there's many wise men that were there. One of those wise men was the founder of Youth, is the founder of Youth with a Mission. His name is Lorne Cunningham. And he's seen many moves of God over the year. And one thing he's noticed about moves of God that last, because we have to participate with God. We have to participate with Him. He draws us near Him, but we have to actually go near Him in the context of that. And when we respond to God, God responds to us. When we respond to heaven, heaven responds to us. And what he tells us, something so specifically that he learned, was it cannot be just a move of the Spirit. We also have to be in love with God's Word, the Scriptures. Those two have to come together, the Word of God. And this is so important because right now as we speak, according to George Barna, 81% of Christian Americans, Christians that are in America, don't even pick up their Bibles at all, much less read them. And out of the ones that are reading them, only 3% are reading in such a way as we're talking about even here right now. But you know, this Bible poverty can be stricken. Let's listen right now to Lorne Cunningham. As he gives us wisdom, we can learn from those that have gone before us. God tells us to imitate those that have gone before us. And we can move even in a double portion, a greater outpouring of what God is doing. This is Azusa Now. This was took place on April the 9th. And Lorne Cunningham, Youth with a Mission, is talking about we've got to bring a move of the Spirit with, we got to receive the move of the Spirit, but we have to respond by our love for the Word of God, Scriptures. Take a look.
And I was in Tacoma, Washington, and God had been speaking about another wave of young people coming out of America. And Lauren was coming to see me, and the word that we heard was 200,000 missionaries out of America, long-term missionaries to the mission field. And when we got that word, I said to myself, this is so crazy. What are we going to do? Lauren is coming over. Are we to tell him this? And he came in with Darlene, and they sat down. I said, Lord, I don't know if this is possible, but I'm feeling this word, and it's 200,000 from America to the mission field. And Lauren stood up in his chair, and he said, I've already seen 100,000 with Keith Green. It's time to double that number and see 200,000. And there is no greater missionary on the earth, in my view, than Lauren Cunningham, someone who has paved the way for all of us to go to so many nations of the world, someone who has absolutely lived the message his entire life, who's laid down everything for young people to go to the nations of the world. And Lauren has something absolutely explosive, and he flew in to detonate us with what he's about to say. Are you ready to welcome Lauren Cunningham from Youth with a Mission in this house?
It's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. But here's what the Word says, Habakkuk 2:14, that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Now, that's not saying the glory of the Lord will cover it. That's other parts of the Scripture. It says the knowledge of it. In other words, people are going to know the glory of the Lord. They're going to know about it. And that's our job. We need to realize that God has included us in reaching this goal so that the world will be saturated with the Word of God about Jesus, because Jesus is the Word within the Word. One of the fruit of the wonderful move of God in Azusa Street, his name was Smith Wigglesworth. He made this statement just before he died. And he's buried there in Bradford in England. I was ministering there recently. And he said this, whenever the Word comes together with the Spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. God loves America, but he also loves the other nations. And today, we stand at the brink of something that could happen. When Jonathan Edwards began to lead out and it turned into a spiritual awakening across America, they not only had the gospel, but they had the Word of God. The Bible was in every public school, in every classroom, was read every day. They prayed every day in every public school in America. And it was virtually in all the homes of the citizens of America. And out of that, when the Spirit and the Word came, there was a great spiritual awakening. Secondly, when Azusa Street took place, again, at that time, the Bible was being read in all public schools, and also there was prayer in every school. That was at that time. And that's why the Spirit and the Word coming together. Now, when I say Word, young people, Jesus scrolled too. I'm talking digital as well as hard copy. And I scroll a little bit myself. But as you understand the two coming together, that's where the power is released. It's like the wood on the altar at Mount Carmel. Whenever the fire came, there was wood there. And the Bible and the power of the Holy Spirit has to come, not just to America, but it's going to. It's going to come to every nation on earth. But how can we end Bible poverty? It's this book, the book that transforms nations. I wrote a book with that title too. And I'm not talking about my book. I was talking about the Bible as I saw it in the nations of the earth. Where they had the Bible in their foundations, they had great spiritual results. Now we look at the poverty of the Bible of the world. Now I've found three things as I've been going to leaders. I've been to two popes. I've been to heads of denominations and so on. And as I've gone to them, they all unite around Jesus, around prayer, and around the Bible. The Bible going to every person. And so we want those three things, seeing that the move of God will not just happen on the church, that's revival, but that we will see not only the revival, but the great spiritual awakening that will come upon all sinners, that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Can you believe for that? All right, we must pray for the ending of BiblePoverty.com. Go there, sign up. I'm trying to get a million people to sign up. So when you sign up, then get 100 more to sign up. And it just simply says, I will pray regularly for the end of Bible poverty, because without the Word, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. But with the Word, it will last. Now, here's the challenge to your faith. 425 weeks from now, I'd like to give Jesus, I think you will too, a present for his birthday. That's Christmas 2020. How can we see the Bible go to every person on earth? By just 2020. And as we look at the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 6, I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven. Now, they didn't know 2,000 years ago about satellites. Having an eternal gospel and preach to those who live on earth and to every nation, every tribe, every tongue, and every person. Wow. Is that possible? I've been meeting in the last 4 weeks with the heads of, 36 of the heads of the Wycliffe translators. I've been meeting with Faith Comes by Hearing leaders, and I've been meeting with high-tech people, and our people have been in Silicon Valley and so on. Did you know that by 2020, this will challenge your faith, if we can get the Bible into the last 1,778 languages orally, and we can translate it, and then we'll give it to the professionals to get it in written form by 2033. But just orally, we can do it with 1,778 teams of 3 to 5. We've been testing this out. We know we can do it. And we need to give a little training, yes, a couple of years, and we can get it out by 2020, literally a Bible in every language on earth. Think about what that means. Now, there is a satellite up there, another angel, mid-heavens. And we have access to that. As Christians, I've been meeting with top people, and we have access. And that word will come through to every telephone on earth without a server, without an AT&T or telephone company. It's coming, and it's coming right by 2020. We're going to get the Word of God out. Now, I want to show you the wave that's going to come now. It's on video, and I live by the ocean. I love waves. And it's broken, they told me. But anyway, on that wave that is growing, it is going to be the wave that those that are 30 and below, you're going to get to ride the wave, the biggest spiritual wave that has ever taken place in all of history. And the rest of us are going to pull you up with jet skis to the top. And when you are riding the wave, I'll tell you what's going to happen. There's the foam that comes over the top of you after a while. Keep riding it, because there's people that haven't heard yet. And we're going to keep riding it till every person on earth has the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And who else is the glory of the Lord? Say his name, Jesus. Say his name, Jesus. Say his name, Jesus.
Jesus. Is that not awesome? It's so exciting. The Lord's been showing us this wave. We've been seeing it. Even early on, the Lord began to show us in 2008 this wave would be coming. You need to prepare yourself like a surfer would prepare themselves and begin to get on their spiritual surfboard and begin to just paddle as fast as you can, because this glory of the Lord, this wave of God's glory is coming upon the land, and it is so exciting. If you're 30 and below, listen, God is calling you in. But listen, if you're above 30, God is calling you in. He's calling all of us in. You know what they did right after hearing Lauren Cunningham, the founder of Youth for a Mission, telling us this reality of the spiritual move along with the Word of God, mixing those two together for a powerful move of God? They made covenant. They took their shoes off. You know, the Hebrew covenant, with somebody makes covenant with somebody, a contract, if you would, they always take off their shoe and give them their shoe and hold up their shoe. And so this is what they did. They made covenant. As a matter of fact, let's go right back to the stadium. When they heard this challenge about carrying revival, this wave, surfing the wave, carrying the Word of God to all the nations and the people, watch them make covenant now with Nick. Listen.
There comes a time in every person's life where they begin to be divinely interrupted. We have been divinely interrupted today. As I was listening to Gloria and listening to Lauren Cunningham, I felt that we needed to respond. I remember I was a freshman in college, and I was in my dorm room. I was getting my degree. I had my dorm mates picked out for the next year. I had everything going, and I got divinely interrupted by Jesus. Listen to me, listen to me. Jesus wants to divinely interrupt you right now. And he said, Nick, you are responsible for your generation. The prayers that you are praying, the things that you are declaring to see your generation saved, you are responsible for it. It's not good enough just to pray. You have to be the answer to your own prayer. And this, whatever time it is, right now, we need to make a covenant before heaven. We need to have a reaction. This is what we're going to do. I want you to take your shoes off. I know it's wet. I don't care. And we're going to stick it in the air. If you will fully adopt what Gloria was talking about, if you will fully adopt what Lauren Cunningham was talking about, if you say, yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go. You're responsible to pay for those to go. I want you to lift your shoes up. Lift it up real high over this place. Lift it up high all over this place. Look to heaven and say, Jesus, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. I want to go. I will be your messenger. I will be your missionary.
This is awesome. He's saying, listen, make a covenant. I challenge you right now to say, you know what, take your shoe off and say, listen, I want to make a covenant with God. I mean, that's what we're doing at VFN TV. That's what we're all doing. We're moving in the context of our Lord is hearing the cries of his people's heart, and a move of God is coming up on the face of the earth. We're going to go to break. When we come back from this break, you're going to see Todd White. Todd White was shown in a prophetic vision. Others were shown Todd White being there speaking over this young generation and calling the fire down and praying for a mantle of evangelism to come upon them. This is a man where many miracles follow his ministry. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting to see all these. Isn't this exciting?
Very much so.
Sorry. I looked over and didn't see exciting. I'm like, what's up?
Stay excited so I don't have to get excited. Come on, man. I'm
right.
Excited.
I am so thankful for the young folks going after God. This is refreshing. Seeing a move of God amongst young people. Listen, if you're young, like my age or younger.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't let any religious person tell you that you can't have all of God you want, the truth is, God, there is no such thing as a big baby Holy Spirit, an adult Holy Spirit, a teen Holy Spirit. listen, go after God and realize when David did some of those awesome things he did, he was young. He was like a teenager.
Lauren Cunningham is the youngest, oldest teenager out there. He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
And he hangs out with young people.
All over the world. He has ships all over the world out there. You know, so many different things going on. But think about this. God is moving. They took their shoes off to make a covenant with God saying, you can send it. And that's what God is waiting for. Somebody to say, here I am. Send me. And listen, let me tell you what's next. Preparation's next. So don't miss that part, because just to run haphazardly, undiscipled, unconnected, unrelated will be like a shooting star. Like, it'll be bright. You're like, wow, look at that. Ooh, bam. But if you go to something like Emmaus Road, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and join the Emmaus Road. There's some things that will prepare you on this journey for everything that we believe that you're going to need for this, because that's the wisdom from the Lord for this generation, for this harvest that's coming in. But let me challenge you again, Todd White, miracles follow this man. And notice that when unity comes together, unity is about challenging everything that you thought you were comfortable with. But listen, if God is comfortable with someone and God is comfortable with humanity, he created all of us. We're all created in his image and his likeness. And when he brings us all together and he starts saving folks like a Nicodemus sneaking out at night, somebody says, well, I don't think, you know, Saul could be saved. He's a Pharisee. Well, he got saved. Yeah. And so when these people start getting saved and they're giving their lives to God, we have to be ready to say, listen, I'm all in. We're in this thing together. We're going to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. We're going to be his disciple, and we're going to advance the kingdom of God.
Todd has a tremendous testimony. I believe he was a drug addict, homeless for 20-plus years, was entered into Teen Challenge. And my understanding is that he was one of the very first ones to be released from Teen Challenge before the program was done. He said, man, God has changed your life.
Many men and women of God have gone through Teen Challenge, you know, and I think about even with part of our crew has gone through Teen Challenge. I've seen Steve Hill, you know, with part of Revival, of Brownsville Revival. He went through Teen Challenge. And listen, what that is like a boot camp for preparing us to be able to follow God. You don't need Teen Challenge, but you do need Emmaus Road. You need to begin to walk with God and become his disciple. And there is a way to be able to do that. But even so, listen, Todd White, here he is. He's there because they had a vision, a dream, like Paul had the Macedonian call, right? He had a dream of a man calling him to Macedonia. Well, they had this prophetic dream. They saw Todd White there doing what he's doing right now, right there at Azusa now on April the 9th. Take a look at this, calling down the mantle of evangelism. Take a look.
Joy Dawson said to us that she believed that Todd White was the most significant man coming to this gathering. Not just that about him, but it was what he was going to release of a mantle of evangelism that would come on a whole generation, not just in churches, but signs and wonders in the streets.
In the name of Jesus, right now, over everybody here right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that they would be conduits for the Holy Spirit to flow through right now. God, I thank you that evangelism only from the stage would not be the only thing that we would live as believers that are filled with the Holy Ghost, that everywhere we go, signs and wonders would flow through our hands, that words of knowledge would flow through your lives right now. I thank you that grassroots evangelism, that normal, everyday life, everywhere we go, everywhere we walk, every shopping store we enter, every drugstore we enter. Do you want this? Do you want this? Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Father, I thank you that you would build boldness in the bride. The body of Christ would walk in boldness. They would walk fearless. I thank you that righteousness would overwhelm everybody here right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that their sins and lawless deeds you'd remember no more. That's your covenant. God, I thank you that a boldness would come, that a purity and a power would hit the body of Christ right now. Do you want this? Do you want this? Jesus! Father, I thank you that you would begin touching people right now, all the way from this side, right now, that Holy Spirit, you would baptize people with fire right now. Holy Ghost, come and touch your people right now.
God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to release this normal, everyday lifestyle Christianity, walking with the power of God flowing through. I thank you for the prophetic being made active right now in every believer in this stadium right now. Do you want this? The hunger of your heart draws the Father. What are you hungry for? Jesus! I thank you that every believer would walk in the prophetic. I thank you that massive signs and wonders would be released everywhere we go. I thank you that this is just the first of many stadium events where we get together to celebrate our King. But we walk fearless and bold like a lion, because the righteous are bold as a lion. Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? The time is now. The time is now. I want you right now to lift your hands up. I want you to cry out right now for Holy Spirit to land this mantle upon you right now. I'm going to pray that this be released, but I want you to lift up your voices right now and cry out for God to baptize you. More. God, touch the people. Release this mantle of normal lifestyle Christianity that everywhere they go. Right now, release your fire. Right now, shake the church, God. Shake the church. Give us boldness right now. Let the fire of God fall upon your people. Release the boldness, God, that everywhere we go, we would know everything about the person in front of us. God, I thank you for massive salvations. I thank you that LA will never be the same. I thank you that everywhere we go from here, we will be a burning and shining light. We will be a match. We will be torches. We will be carrying the fire of heaven everywhere we go. One more time, say this: it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus right now that people would feel a burning right now, even on the top of their head. Right now. Right now. Touch, God. Release this. Release it right now. God, I thank you that everything you've placed upon my life, God, I'm asking you to impart it right now. In mass, right now, all across the stadium. Holy Spirit, touch the people right now. In mass, right now. If you're feeling a fire on your head right now, wave your hand in the air. Right now. More. More, God. Father, I thank you. You told me to come here, and you told me that you were going to release this upon everybody. Everybody that was hungry is going to walk away with a radical lifestyle, a radical supernatural lifestyle, where everywhere you walk, God's going to speak to you. He's going to speak to you about people. You have to utilize those words of knowledge. Promise me that you do something with this thing. Do something with this thing. Father, I ask you for more right now, in Jesus' name. I want everybody to put your hand on somebody beside you.
That's
right now.
That's awesome. That is so awesome to
absolutely
watch.
Absolutely awesome.
That take place in such a powerful way. You're looking at all these languages, all these nations coming together, and I just believe right now by faith, as you cried out to God and you asked God to touch you, he's touching you, and it's happening. I encourage you, if you have not yet been prepared to be activated, you can do that on Emmaus Road. You know, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Go to Hello Church. It drops down. You see Emmaus Road Discipleship, mm-hmm. and it ends with being activated in everything God's called you to do. You first have to be what you're going to become. You got to become what you're going to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And to share with others. And so you can do that at the Emmaus Road. When we get back from this break, we're going to see something so powerful, just like Acts chapter 2, where all the nations came together. They all came together and began to speak in their own languages. And we're going to see that take place right there at Azusa now. But first, this offer.
Become a VFN TV partner today. For your partnership for any amount we have for you, offer number 2004. Keep up your courage in the storms of life by having faith in the plans God spoke or showed He had for you. There can be nothing more discouraging, frustrating, or confusing than the storms and troubles that occur in our lives that contradict our destiny, which the Lord has spoken over us through His Word, written, prophetic words, visions, or dreams. It is at these moments we are faced with, in whom do we believe? Do we believe the trouble, the threats of the storms to destroy, or do we believe the word of the Lord? In this teaching, we are able to peek back in time when we saw the disciples in a storm on the water and see how Peter was able to walk on the water as long as he believed, had faith in Jesus, and not the storm. We also see Paul, through a prisoner on a boat, was the only one who could keep all who were on board that ship alive. Not because he had the strength of the boat, but because he had his faith in the words of God, the plan of God for his life. Finally, we'll learn how the Lord freed us from the false sense of responsibility many times we fall prey to, thinking it's our job to be worried or concerned about the ramifications of storms and troubles. It also speaks on the false concerns, feeling like we'd be betraying ourselves, others, and the Lord if we actually kept a positive, cheerful, and confident attitude during the storms of life. You'll learn that couldn't be further from the truth. You'll discover how the Lord says about taking courage and being cheerful in the middle of the storm. Become a VFN TV partner today. For your partnership for any amount we have for you, offer number 2004. Keep up your courage in the storms of life by having faith in the plans God spoke or showed He had for you. Partner simply by going to VFNTV.com and select Partner Now and follow the prompts for your gift today. Or write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or call us toll-free at 844-408-3688.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I want to know if a store can make me work on a Sunday and a Wednesday night, knowing that I got to go to church, and they knew this when they hired me.
Well, here's the thing. When you look at a situation like this, they're supposed to accommodate your sincerely held religious belief. That means if someone else is available to work that Sunday shift or that Wednesday night, they're supposed to accommodate your sincerely held religious beliefs. Most companies will do it once. Sometimes they're confused about what their obligations are. But let me also take it a step further. We've got great resources on the ACLJ website that answers these questions that you could give to your employer because you can download them right from the Internet. So we encourage you to go to ACLJ.org.
Learn more about our work and receive timely updates on the most critical issues facing our country today by visiting us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Did you know that China, John, is praying in reports. I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. In the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us.
They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting to be able to see what God's doing. I mean, if you've been with us on this, as we've been marching out this prophetic, you know, 10 years of a Malachi mandate, crying out for God, beginning to build foundation for what God's going to be doing. You know, God had begun to establish outposts, apostolic hubs to be able to train and launch what he's about to do. I'm telling you, God has a plan, and so many different parts of us is coming together, sort of like what you saw at Azusa Now. Mm-hmm. One of those parts, when you begin to see it move, if you haven't seen the prophetic move, it will just shock your senses. But listen, whatever it takes, when a prophetic word is given, which means somebody God tells somebody about something of your life, it helps you know this, that God knows you, God's thinking of you, God's got a plan for your life, he loves you, he cares for you. This is Sean Boltz at Azusa Now, and he's standing in the middle of this large Coliseum, Los Angeles Coliseum, where God has given him words, and he's reading some of the words that he wrote down off of his phone, so he's not looking at his phone, it's just where you take notes on there. Watch what takes place and watch how God moves in the midst of that. This is another gift, moving, a prophetic gift at Azusa Now. Watch it now.
We're going to be weaving in worship, words of knowledge, praying for the sick. There's going to be deliverances that take place. There are some that have been tormented in the mind, and he thought that was normal, and it ends tonight. But we're also weaving in the prophetic. And one of our dearest friends, one of our most trusted friends, is Sean Boltz. And the Lord's shown him several things. So I want us to dial it way down and give Sean an opportunity to minister here.
Okay, I've never done this in a crowd this big, so this is new for me, and it might be new for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out a few things that are words of knowledge, which means there are things about your life currently right now. And if this is you, it has to be all the things, not one of the things. And I want you to wave your hands as big as you can so that we can really see you, because it's going to take a second to identify who you are. So if I call out the details and it makes sense for you, please wave your hands. And prophecy just makes you feel like Jesus loves you. So I'm going to get words of knowledge that are going to help us to know who I'm prophesying over, and then I'm going to get words for that person that I'm prophesying over that might involve healing or whatever else. So we're going to try this out. Please, Jesus, come. Is there a Kenny or Kenneth Ray and a Patricia Liu who came together? A Kenny or Kenneth Ray and a Patricia Liu who came together? Help me find them. Are they here? Are they real? Come on! They're up there in this section right there. Okay, so you're going to have to help me out here. Tell me if these names make sense to you. There's four of them. It's David, Esther, John, and Sarah. Does that make sense? She's excited. These are your children? Are they your children? This is Jesus. Is there any more? Is that it? That's it. We got him. Okay, there might be one more, but I can't tell. Patricia, God is healing a list of things you need in your body from the mission field, where you've needed a list of healing, and God's touching you right now. So just lift that list to him, and you're going to feel a healing anointing come over you. And God is sending you guys. This is awesome. These are their names. God knows their names. God is sending you guys back to Oregon. Does this make sense? Back to Oregon. So you're going to Oregon. Does that make sense at all? Yes, it's making a lot of sense. We don't know what it means, but he says you're going to reap what you haven't even sown in Oregon. And also, I saw something about California and Fair Oaks. I used to live near Fair Oaks. Is there a Fair Oaks connection? So here's what I see with Fair. This is radical. She's like, oh, you know, it's working. So Fair Oaks, Winding Oak Drive. Does that make sense? This is an actual street you lived on. And the reason why God's showing me this is because it's a parable of what you're going to be planting in the West Coast, of oaks of righteousness, winding oaks, places that are people that will offer so much stability and shade in their Christianity. You and your husband are amazing disciplers. And I saw something about 2 Corinthians 1:2, and then I thought maybe 1:2 is a significant date to you. Is 1:2 anything? Like January 2nd, is that anything at all? Yes, is this an anniversary maybe? This is your anniversary. Yes, Jesus loves your marriage. Of course he does. I ask God right now. I just ask God right now. Kenneth and Patricia, that he would touch you and mark you because you are examples in this revival culture of people who are going to be carrying a discipleship move of revival into this next season. God knew you would be here. He knew you would be here because he sent you here to be a token to all of us that he knows us. He knows our families. He knows what we need in our bodies. He knows what's going to come next. And he's pleased with us. He loves you. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. That was crazy. Okay. We're going to try again. You guys ready? I do this because, on a public way, because you can do this as well. God wants to show us people's birthdays. I go up to people on the streets all the time because when we hear it, when they were born, it makes them think, God is thinking of me. No, he's been thinking of you for millions of years before you were ever born. And so God thinks of the important times to us. I've gotten social security numbers and bank account numbers, and people need to know God cares about our finances. And so I just tell you that for those of you who are new to this, that God wants to give you words of knowledge. So how about this? This is a couple that would be connected again. A Montel and a Ginger. Montel and a Ginger. They're married and they're outside. Is one of them here? They're here, but they're both outside. I don't know what to do with that. Montel and Ginger, come back. Oh, they're being texted. So wave to me when they come back or whatever you guys find out. We'll try one more. Is there a John and a Lauren? I think you're from Alabama. John and Lauren from maybe Alabama. Anywhere. John and Lauren. Are you John? You're John. Is there a Lauren? She's in Alabama where you came. Yeah, she sent you here. This is awesome. What I saw for John and Lauren from Alabama, I saw 2 Corinthians 1:22 when Todd White was praying. I wrote this down because I saw the stamp of God in your hands. And I saw you stamping this generation with righteousness. And is there something about January 22nd? Is that anything in your life? Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Just pray. I think that's something. How about, oh, I just heard. Is there a street address on Buckhorn Trail? Yes, 122 Buckhorn Trail. That's crazy. That's where? What's? Oh, the ramp. Karen Wheaton, the ramp. That's the ramp address. That's amazing. So God's going to visit this 122 thing, a stamping again. The next season is coming. I saw, I don't have anything else here, but I saw, is it like you have a girl, boy, or a boy, girl? You have four kids. And girl, boy. And the Lord is anointing you as parents over a generation, and your kids are going to be signposts. And John, there's a greater dream in your heart that's about to manifest. You've already known what it is, but I see financial figures around it that is going to help bring it into the next position of faith for this ministry to go into its next position, because it's a harvesting tool for God. It's not just a discipleship tool. So God's going to send the ramp to stadiums. He's going to send the ramp to places that they wouldn't even dreamed of, John, if you didn't get involved somehow with the family. So you must be married to someone in the family of the ramp. Does that make sense?
You must be related to someone like Karen Wheaton in the ramp. Isn't that exciting?
Awesome. Birthdays, names, addresses. All
wait,
that God loves them.
He's like, is there somebody here by the name of John Ramos?
Yeah.
you're weighing about, okay, sure.
A lot
we got
less.
It, we got it. Lord's
a
thinking about less. Me, got it. Lord's thinking about me, I got it. Yeah, you think about, I mean, this, all these gifts are moving, and there's different gifts God gives the body of Christ, all for the edification of the body, but also people need to know that God loves you. The enemy so often is fighting folks and not even helping them, blinding their eyes to understand that he's thinking about you.
Mm.
He's chose the very time and season that you would live, even your very address, to see if you would do one thing. If you would just reach out to him and touch him, though he's not far from you. This is Acts chapter 17.
Yeah.
And he's wooing you maybe back to him right now. You're thinking, how does God knows every, he says he even knows the number, each hair on your head has a number, not the number of hairs. But each hair you have on your head has a number on
it. That's right.
Then not even a bird falls from the sky without his permission.
He is totally in control of every aspect of our life. He's just waiting for us to acknowledge him and to accept him and say, you know what, God, I love you too. I just didn't know. I heard all this religion and all this other stuff, but I didn't know you loved me and that you had a plan for my life. And he does. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. There's so much excitement ahead walking in God on this journey. But, you know, you first have to make a decision for him. You have to decide, you know, I want to know this God. I didn't realize all this religion was in my way. That's who I want. I want Jesus. You know what? He wants you too. He's thinking about you too. I mean, the future is so good, but you have to enter into the future. You have to seize the opportunity and the lifetime of the opportunity. Don't let this wave pass you by. I mean, it's happening as we speak, even right now. Well, listen, we made a decision to give our lives to God through Jesus Christ. We accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Why? Because we're so grateful. We needed our sins forgiven. Man, we had loads of stuff. And you know, they say, you know, I did some stuff before I got saved, did some stuff after I got saved. God has got grace for our lives. He loves us. The reason why he died to pay the price for our sin. He loves us. He's made a way. Listen, the question is this. Are you going to accept his gift of salvation? We shared our testimonies. We shared our testimonies about what our journey was like, how we met God. God loves you so much, Father God, that he wanted you to be in relationship with him, so he gave his son, that's who Jesus is, as a sacrifice so that you can meet God as your father. Listen, you've got to meet him. You've got to meet him. Listen, all this stuff that's going on, it's all just to get your attention, to let you know, hey, I'm here. I love you. I created you. I'll forgive you. I'll restore you. I'll use you. And we shared our stories. How that happened at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. Find out how we met God through his son, Jesus Christ. But you can make that decision now. Some of the most exciting days are ahead for the church. Yeah, difficult things are happening, but you know what? Who cares? This wave is huge. It's a wave of God's glory, and nothing can stand in his presence. As this wave of glory went across the Azusa Now Stadium, Los Angeles Coliseum, healings were taking place. Deliverances were taking place. Words of knowledge was taking place. Prophecy was taking place. Covenant was being made from the church body all over the nations. You don't want to miss this. God is calling you. He's calling you to himself. He's saying, listen, come. There's room at the cross for you. There's room for this exciting journey in God, and there's grace for your life. If that's you, I want you to say, you know, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you. I want you to pray with me even right now as we call out to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you for dying for our sins. We thank you, Lord. All we have to do is receive your sacrifice by faith and say, we want you to be the Lord of our life. Forgive us. Say, wash me. Cleanse me of my sin, God. I want to be in. Tell them, I want to be in. I don't want to miss what you're doing in the earth today, God. And maybe you've gone dry and you've been in the ministry and you're thinking, you know why? That was religion, but this is a relationship. God's calling you back. He's renewing your call. A fresh wind's coming over you. Today is the day. You need to get activated. You need to get on the road, the Emmaus road, and begin to be activated in what God has called you to do. Father God, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We bless your name. We say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And I want to encourage you right now, if you made that decision, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Under Hello Church, drop down Emmaus Road Discipleship. Get started today so you can be activated for tomorrow. God bless, and we enjoyed it.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope
and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear His voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear His word. We need to get to know His voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know His voice better. And we need to get better at obeying His voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study His word, then you'll understand He always rescues His people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to His plan. You have to know Him. You have to understand how to hear His voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology, and it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.